to the chazak of the dough that it's also still Torah, and therefore even though there's a roi, the yisrael eruba, the roi falls away, it's something bad, it's isra, there's a roi, so something bad happened to this roi, we don't use it anymore. Rashi says, Alma, what do we see? Amrin and Hachi. Sabach, we ask also that by Shkita you don't have to have roi, even a miyat. Smor says no. Imamru sofek tumul etayr. Could be a special svar by Tyrus. By Tyrus we know sofek tumul bishus rab mistor anyway. So therefore, by Hilchus Tyro, if you have a chazaka and you have a miyat, it could be maybe only makes it like a sofek. And therefore, when a sofek it's tor, because that's a lach of sofek tumul bishus rab mistor. But Yoimu, you want to tell me that Safik Yisra Lahatir? Maybe no. Maybe you have a Safik Yisra device that you have to go to Chumra. Therefore, since here by Shchita or by Mitzvah Kisadam or the Yisra Oysev Yis Benoi, maybe Ramei would have been Machin to say it's a Safik whether the first Shchita was good or not. So there should be an Yisra Oysev Yis Benoi, Avad, you should have been Machin not to Shech the Kid today. So that's what tell me the reason why Ramei says you're allowed to Shech the Kid today. Is because he holds Rav Maisim of Ketan and Mamachu Kolim. So therefore the Rav, that's a Psak, so there's no Reyesa then. The Rav is a good Rav, and the animal also is Becheskas, that it was not a good Shechita. So therefore it's Chamad like Ramei holds, it's a Psak like, for sure the Shechita was not good. Therefore there's no Issa, Issa of Yisbenai. Yeah. Isla Hatar, yeah. Now the Gemara says, Yehoira Rebbe, Krebi Meya. Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meir to say what? That you should not make a kisadam, or that you should not make a, there's no isaisiv as benoi. And then, Vahiru Rabbi Chachomim, the Rabbi then, secondly, Paskin met Chachomim to say no, that you could make a kisui, that you should be machmir, who yaisiv as benoi. The question is, Haimenayo di achrisa, which one did Rabbi say last? Obviously, he said one thing first, and then he retracted. So which one did he say last that he really meant? The Toshma coming here. It says the Reb Abba Bray the Reb Yechia Bar Abba Reb Zera had the Kaima Beshuka the Kisrei. They were sitting in the street there. A Pischa the Bay Medrosha by the door. They were outside the door of the Bay Medrosh. So Nofik Ravami came outside. Ashkechinu, he found them standing outside. Omalu Lava Minlechu. Didn't I once tell you like Bidna Bay Medrosha when the yeshiva like is in session when the Bay Medrosh is open? Let the kimu avroi don't stay outside, because dil mikinsha dim stachile shmeita. Maybe people inside can need you. Then you have to find out an answer. And we yos letrude, and you come to the you make tirdas there. Your letrude means the Rashi shem lete borer hashmua. They won't understand the good learning inside. So you should be inside to help them. Someone says Rabzer or Rabzer listened and went inside. For some reason Rababa didn't go inside. So Bezeri came in, Yasvi sat down, become a boiler. We heard them asking a question of Bezmanj like this. Hi Minai Vachriti, sure, which member did Rebbe say over last? So Amulhu Rebzer was like this. Le Shavkisun Li, you didn't leave me, to Yishalilu Le Saba, that I could have asked the old Reb Chia, I would have asked, if I would have known this question, I would have asked Reb Chia that I had outside with me. Because Du Meshmila Miyahua, maybe Reb Chia would have known this from his father. Maybe his father heard from Yechanan, because the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba called Losin Yemin called Mahada Talmud. He came to Rabbi Yechanan every third day. He used to chazer over all his learning in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So I go there. I didn't ask him the shayla. But I call upon the Gemara says, "Mahevelo, what's the maskana? What's the truth? Which one does Rabbi hold last?" So Gemara says, "Toshma, come in here." He says, "The Sholach Rabbi Loza, Lagerle Rabbi Loza sent a lochet in Gerle to Bavel." As you know, Hoyer Rebbe Krebi Meir, that Rebbe Pastel is like Rebbe Meir, that the Shechita for sure is no good, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Kisa, there's no Mitzvah Kisa, there's no Mitzvah the question is, I have a Krabbonim Am Yuri, I before we said Rebbe Pastel with Rabbonim also, Elav Shmamino, Hodi Achrita Shmamino, that Avadi Rebbe Lez the Hill, that the last thing Rebbe said was like Rebbe Meir. That's why we take a Pastel, take a Pastel with Rebbe Meir, that there's no Mitzvah Kisa, and there's no mitzvah, there's no issa, issa v'espanoi. The Olag Ramei here that roiv my same am kukolim, it's a roiv dikalocho, so you have a roiv and a chazot that the shkita was no good, so you don't have to be afraid for that shkita. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shochat meyeh chayis v'mokim echad? Yishechzer 100 deers in one place. The locho is kisi echad l'kulam. You just have to make one kisui, make one brocha, one big mice, so you can cover all the blood up. What's going to be mei oifus makamechid? You shechted 100 birds in one place. The same thing. Kisiyecha the kulam. You don't have to make a separate kisi after each chita. You have right to keep on shechting all 100 birds. When you finish shechting them, then you cover up all the blood together. What's going to be chayiv yoifus makamechid? Let's say you shechted a chay and a mei in the same place. So again, kisiyecha the kulam. You don't have to make a kisi after the chayiv, but you can wait until after you shechted the yoif also, and all the dam together, you cover up together. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shochet Chaya Yichasenu. If you shecht chayis, as many as you want, okay. But when you finish shechting chayis and you plan to make shecht birds, you have to first stop and make a kisui. V'yachakach yishchit asayif, and then you should go shecht the yoif and make its own kisui. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That chayis and oifais need each one their own separate kisuis. That was the third rabbonim. Chaya kol mashmo. Chaya beim ruba beim muetis. As she says, kol mashma chaya, akil mashma. Says the word chaya, it's mashma everything. His chaya, when the pasuk says the word chaya, not this, it's not a bonin. Pasuk chaya. Kol mashma, everything goes into it. Kol mashma chaya, everything is mashma in the word chaya. Beim ruba beim muetis. You have 100, you have one, it's one kisa, part is all of it. When the pasuk says, oif chaya oif, the pasuk says the same thing. Kol mashmoif, as many as you have, is all included in the word oif. Beim ruba beim muet, whether you have a lot of oifos, 100, whether you have one, same thing, can make one kisa for all of them. The kanam over here will learn out that shochot meya chayis b'makamechot kisech lekulam, and meya oifos b'makamechot kisech lekulam. And everybody agrees. As many oifos yishech, you can make one kisa for all of them. As many chayis also. Now, what's going to be chayis b'yoif b'makamechot? Let's see, yishech to the chaya. And then an oif in the same place. So again, kisuecha the kulam, to the Tanakama holds also, one kisu is enough for both of them. Now this, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shochet chaya, and you finished, and you plant the shecht and oif afterwards, you stop, first make kisi chasenu. Yachakach yishchet es oif. Why? Shneva the Pesuk says, chaya oif. So mashm oif, separate. You make the kisu chaya as one, and kisu oif as a second. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. On this, Amunah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Harei Yehuda, the Pesuk says, Kol Nefesh, Kol Bosa Dama Benafshoi. So every Nefesh, the blood is in your Nefesh. So it's still what kind of answer. That's not talking the point. So Mora says, Maiko Mahadale, what kind of answer is this? What are the Chum answers back to Rabbi Yehuda? What does it got to do with our halacha of Kisya Adam? So Mora says, Hochi Karmelay Rabbon, this is what Rabbon meant to say. That Rabbi Yehuda said back and says what? Chayu Oyoif. Mash each one separately. So Bonin said no. Oy mi bole lechalek. I need the word oy to tell me lechalek, because otherwise I would have thought to say there's only a mitzvah kisui if you take a shech both. Maybe only mechuyu to mechaste if you shech the knife and a chaya. How do we know if you just shech the chaya alone there's a mitzvah kisadam? That's what the Pesuk says oy. So not to teach us if you do both they're separate mitzvahs. Come to teach us if you do each one separately is also a mitzvah. But if you do it both together, it's also one big mitzvah. That's Rabbanan Shita. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do about this? Lechalek, he says, no, midomai nafka. It says the word midomai. Mashma from one blood. It says, yechad domai, mashma that the blood of either a chay or a knife. So I don't need the word oy to teach me lechalek, that if you shech the chay by itself is a mitzvah. I would know that from the word domai. It's mashma one. So rather, the word oy is come to teach me each one's a separate mitzvah. You can't mix together the dam, a chay, and a knife. For a bonin say no, Dom my tuba mashmo. That word dom, I wouldn't know each one separately. I would have thought to say, if Yoni Shech Techai, maybe a potter. I said the word domoi. Domoi can mean two also. And that's the proof, the chsiv, the posik says here in Vayikro, ki nefes ko bosa domoi benafshayhu. First version of domoi, it goes on a plural. So you see, domoi can also go on a plural. So with the word dom, I do not know, so if you just Shech Techai, there's a mitzvah. I would have thought there's only mitzvah, chai, and a knife. That's why I need the word oi, is lechalik. That's the machlokes. Is Zoy lechalek or Zoy to teach me that each one's a separate mitzvah? Omer Rabbi Chanina, Moed Hoy Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda agrees though, Linyan Brocha, Shein Mavorach Ala Brocha Achras. If you plan to shecht oifos and chayis, even though when you finish the oifos, you have to make the kisui, and then you start to make a shchita on the chayis, and then make a second kisui, if you made the brocha on the first kisui, you don't have to make a second brocha on the second kisui later. That he agrees to. Because it's still called you being right to take a mitzvah. Omer Rav Acha, bray the rova. V'yamr l'som say ravacha bray the rova l'ravashi. Why? Why do you say if you stop the first kisa and you make a shechiter in between? When you make the second kisa, you don't have to make another bracha. Why? Maishna, why is this different? Mi talmidi the rav, from the talmidim of rav. What happened here? The rav Bruno of rav Chananel, talmidi the rav. They're both talmidim of rav. Have v'yasmi b'sudosai. They're both sitting and eating. Kol yolai rav Yeba Saba. Rav Yeba Saba, he was like the Shamash Rashi says. He was like serving them. And he told them, Amrulay, Havlavos, let's go on bench now. No, let's stop eating, let's go bench. Hod Amrulay, then he said back to them, no, Havlish, let's go drink some more. So Amrulu, Rav Yeba Saba, Rav Yeba Saba, like this. Rav Yeba Saba, this is what Rav said. That Hochi Omaleg Rabbi Yemetzab Hochi Yom Rav, that Rav said this Kivun Diyom Havlavorach. Once we decided to bench, like we Mesiach Das, Issa Solamishtai Chamer, we're not allowed to drink wine anymore. So, Lechur, what do you see? That once you said you want a bench, you're like Mesiach Das, you stop the eating, so therefore, you can't drink wine anymore. And if you want to drink, you have to make a new bracha. So, here also, you were first shechting the oif, let's say, and you stopped the shechit, you made a kisui. Now you stop kisui, and you had to make a new shechit on the birds. So, when you come to make the second kisui, you have to make another bracha. That's the last question. Hochi nam yorosa kivun di itfulei lechsuyei, he yichai vele bracha. Since you like stop, Rashi says, hafsokihi melishchait, v'chihod de shochet de chavle bracha. Rashi learns the kashi zibra on shchita, Rashi learns the kashi is. Rashi, like I said, lini bracha means ala shchita, and it's all levorach liyacha kisui. After you finish the kisa, you don't have to make another bracha on the shechit. That's what he said. Even though according to Rabbi Chiya, like you have to stop the shechit to make a kisa, then stop making another shechit. But you know, you don't have to make another bracha on the shechit. It's interesting. You want Rashi to make the bracha on the kisa? I'm not sure. Other Rashi said the shalos the bracha on the shechit. So when you made the first shechit, so according to him, when you finish the oifos, you have to whichever one you started with, you have to stop it, make a kisa, and then come back to shech the rest. So the chiddush is, like even though you had to stop in between the shechitas to make a kisui, when you continue shechting, you don't have to make another bracha. The question is why? Even the itfla lechsuyi, since when you finish the shechita, you had a b'yosik and something else, making a kisui adam now, you chayav le bracha. So when you come back to make the second shechita, you have to make another bracha. So Moshe says, no, how can you ask, what do I have to do with the other? Hosa mishto brucha b'yadadodi le yefsha. There you can't drink and eat the same time. So the kids, so when you